You are there, Atlanta Constitution, June 10, 1913. Little Mary Fagan, Leo Frank reported ready for his trial. Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, June 10, 1913. Many witnesses are being examined every day by attorneys for the defense. That counsel for Leo Frank is ready for trial was freely reported over the city Monday. Attorney Luther Z. Rosser, his lawyer, when asked regarding this report, gave the reply that has been characteristic of his attitude during the Fagan case. "I have nothing to say." He would in no wise commit himself. It is understood, however, that Mr. Rosser has informed friends that the defense is ready and that there will be no delay in putting it before the jury, which is to try the pencil factory superintendent. In fact, it is stated Frank's counsel is desirous of an early trial. Many witnesses are being examined daily by Frank's attorneys. Pencil plant employees and character witnesses by scores will assist his counsel. Secrecy is thrown around the nature of all testimony. Chief Lanford said Monday that he had finished examining Jim Conley, the Negro sweeper, and that unless the prisoner called for detectives to make further voluntary admissions, he would not again be questioned. Detectives Harry Scott and John Black spent the early part of last night searching for the victim's mesh bag. After hours of hunting on the premises of the pencil plant, they were unable to discover a clue. The bag is wanted to examine the fingerprints on it.